for tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. We look at the world around you, the news, movies, video games, music, TV shows, social media, and commercials to see what worldview they promote. Everything pushes a worldview, and we want to help you find your view.
Good night, Podlayers. And remember, our home is your home.
Just don't touch anything.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 86. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
I'm Adrian.
I'm Luke.
Hey, Luke, welcome back.
Yeah.
Luke was absent last week.
Yeah, with I was ill.
Sickness of the lung. So, hey, this week.
What?
I don't know.
I was sick to my stomach.
Okay. I didn't want to tell everybody. But,
so you're going to tell them I was sick to my lung?
You had lung sickness.
You
I don't know.
The brain over the thing.
Hey. This show is about worldview and stuff we watch and take in, and we want to talk about the spiritual implications of what the stuff we watch and listen to and
yeah,
all that. So, welcome.
So, Chris, what have you been watching?
What have I been watching? I've watched the first three episodes of Looney Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events on Netflix.
Oh, man.
It is fantastic. Adrian, what do you think? Because you watched it too.
I just watched the first episode.
Yeah.
And I love how it is filmed. I love just the decisions that they made, and it's kind of whimsy.
Yeah.
However, when the first episode was over, I was like,
crying.
I'm kind of bored.
Really?
So I felt a little bored watching it, honestly.
Oh man.
So. I think it's one that I don't want to, like, binge watch by any means.
Yeah, I feel the same way about, because we watched one episode and then two episodes, and that's a good number to watch.
Okay.
Like, well, so the episode two gets a little bit more, because one's like the setup of all this.
Right.
Really, bored.
Right.
I never felt bored in the show. I think, because the dialogue to me is so good.
The dialogue is great.
Like, it's
very, very...
That's the same with the book.
It captures the book very good.
Yes, it does.
Original dialogue was what just made it amazing.
The book's dialogue.
Right, and so they do a really good job of that. And the fact that Kronk from Emperor's New Groove
is
Lemony
the Snicket.
Narrator, Lemony Snicket, that makes it even greater.
I mean, what's the guy's name? He's like in
Patrick
a
Warbutton.
Lot of things.
Yeah, his voice is very famous.
But you don't know his name.
I said Patrick.
I know his voice.
It's Patrick Warbutton.
Seinfeld, right?
He was also in Seinfeld.
I don't know.
He was a Christian in Seinfeld.
Was he?
Yeah.
So, all right. But yeah, so a series of unfortunate events. I'd say the worldview is that bad things happen in life.
Here's
what I don't like about this is that there aren't happy endings. Like, it tells you that at the very beginning of the book series, and I think of this as well. I said they're like this isn't a story with a happy ending. Like, they don't talk about anything that's... Like, any time that there's a bright hope and ray of sunshine, then it always goes away. And you're like, oh, but what if this happened? And it doesn't. And the adults are always stupid in it. And so, I don't know. That does bother me because, as a follower of Jesus, I believe that there is hope. There is hope. I don't believe it. I know there is. And so there's hope for the future and all this stuff. But, like, it's almost like there's no hope of anything. Like, life is always going to be bad. And so that's the one thing I don't like about it. But, man, it's really funny. Neil Patrick Harris does a really good job as Olaf. Like, his henchmen, so good. So, yeah, so I'm three episodes in. I really like it. Like, it's just... I don't know. Yeah, the dialogue is in the sets, which is great. So I watched that, and I saw Jason Bourne. I hadn't seen it yet. Has anybody seen it?
No.
The new one?
It didn't get much advertisement.
Yeah, it was kind of...
terrible?
Well, when it got done, I was like, oh, what was that for? Like, it's kind of that, like... I mean, it was good. I didn't... This isn't really spoilers, but this is towards the end. There's a car chase... One guy is in a giant
wheelchair.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, he's in a SWAT car, and they're driving through Vegas. But it turned into like a Die Hard movie to me because he's like, there's all this traffic, and he takes the SWAT car and just like I mean, like, cars are just flying everywhere, and you're like, what? That's not even close to realistic. I don't think a SWAT car could actually do that. And that's why I've always liked the Bourne series, because it seems more realistic, like the fights, the chases. Like, I know they're, like, way over the top and stuff, but you're like, oh, this is, like, they're going down a back alley on a motorcycle, and he's got a ramp stuff. And then he's like, a SWAT car just mowing through traffic. Nah, that's not
gonna happen. You know, it worked out for him, didn't it?
Yeah, but that one is like, what's our purpose in life? Because Jason Bourne's like, I'm not in the program anymore, so I don't know what my purpose is. So he's just a street fighter. And so his name is Ryu. Just kidding.
Yeah, that's funny.
Street Fighter 2 joke. But yeah, so he's kind of like, what's my purpose? And then he's like, oh, I got to kill people that made me miserable. So,
that's it? That's his conclusion?
Well, kind of. He's like, just trying to like...
Why can't he let the past go and move on?
Well, he wants to, but they keep finding him. Yeah, they keep finding him.
Funny thing is, he can't even remember the past, so...
Well, he's remembering more. Okay. James, what did you watch?
I watched...
Or listen to, or...
I watched a movie called The Accountant with Ben Affleck.
Oh, you guys both watched that, right?
Yeah, Luke and I both. We got together with my dad and my other brothers. We got some pizza, and we watched that movie. And, you know, it didn't get great reviews. Like 50, maybe, percent. But I thought it was great. I mean, in regard to the sense, if you're okay with violence and language.
It's a solid mediocre movie.
It is a rated R movie, and people die.
Is it really, like, really bloody deaths? Like, really violent? Or just...
Oh, man, these tests...
No,
they are gruesome. I mean, they aren't gruesome as in violent, but they are.
On a scale of 1 to Daredevil, where are we at?
These are more real. They feel more real.
Daredevil felt real?
No, yeah.
This feels
like real.
It felt real because it's like, oh, that's how a military person would shoot someone.
Okay.
Twice in the head, bam. I don't know, it just feels more.
It affected Luke more.
But... Ben Affleck was just. Psycho.
It was good because it put somebody in the spotlight. I mean, what? He said he had autism.
Yeah.
A form of autism. And so it's just him kind of coming into grips with that when he's younger and his dad forcing him down a path. And then him taking up, like, you're like, how does he... I mean, his main job isn't to kill people. It's to do numbers. He just has to be really good at killing people. So you're like, huh, wow, you could be an assassin. But yeah.
Don't ruin it because I'm going to rent it and watch it. Okay. I have plans to see this.
I thought I liked it. And wow.
Luke didn't like it. James liked it.
I thought it was fun. It reminded me of John Wick.
Ooh.
But John Wick is better. So let's transition to me real quick. Because I don't want to talk about The Accountant. I watched John Wick again.
You did?
Because I'm getting ready for the new one coming out this week. Yeah. Or not this week. This month?
Is it this month?
Next month. John Wick. Great movie. Also... violent, kind of...
Again, just because we talk about a movie doesn't mean we approve it and want you to watch it.
I wouldn't... Don't watch it unless you're like 18, 19, 20...
45.
I don't know. It is rated R, so think about that.
Wick.
But it's... I don't know, the story behind it's so simple, and it's... He feels like a human being because he also gets beat up. Like...
It's a revenge story, John Wick.
Yeah, it is. No spoilers, but what's great about John Wick is, like, he was out. He's done with everything. And then someone decided, unknowingly, of course, to mess with him. And then he came back.
Okay.
The best scene is, like, heard you beat up my son. It's like, yeah, I did. You may ask why? Because he stole John Wick's car. And that's all they need to know.
He goes, he just hangs up. He's like, what'd you do? All right, that's good. All right. Adrian.
All right, I saw La La Land.
All right,
we finally
about
came
it
out to our theater this week, so we went and saw it.
How was it?
IMAX?
Not IMAX, AMC.
Was it worthy of all its Golden Globes?
You know, it was. It really
was. Ryan Gosling, of course it is. Chris.
Yeah.
Doesn't it have Emma?
And Emma Stone.
Yeah,
Stone. Yeah, so their chemistry is
love
great.
Or Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah, Crazy Stupid Love. So their chemistry is great. Music is amazing. Super fun scenes. I would say a worldview for La La Land was a very interesting take because in this kind of society, I think we push and movies push, like, love comes before anything. You die for love, you change your whole life for love and all this. La La Land pushes back on that and says, actually, you should follow your dreams.
Ooh. What if my dream is love?
Well, then
that could be it. You know, some people say, like, you're my new dream or whatever, like in Tangled.
hey, Tangled was so good. Let's not bash.
That's my favorite Disney movie, so I will never bash Tangled.
You just did.
No. That's what his new dream was, so if that's your dream, fine.
Okay.
But theirs was, like, you know, you may love a person, but you also have all these hopes and dreams that may not align with this person, so follow those.
Change your life for a girl or a guy.
Yeah.
Well, so tell that to our students. All right, students listening. Yeah, because I mean, people make decisions on college. I watched Phineas and Ferb last night. Phineas made his decision in college based on a girl that he liked.
What?
Yep.
I can't believe that.
I'm so disappointed in him.
I know.
So
it's a future episode.
Anyway, it's really. I watched that episode.
Did you say 10 years in the future?
Yeah.
Wait, that doesn't count then.
Anyway, there is no sex. I can't remember if there's language. So very clean movie and really charming, like musical wise. So it gives a really good tribute.
So you could recommend people to see this?
Yes, okay. I could.
Ooh, good. All right. She's not.
At least we have one recommendation today.
So, Bill Green, you need to watch A Series of Unfortunate Events. I'm just telling you because he liked the books, but. I don't know if you read the books. I read them to him sometimes. I was like, Bill, listen to this quote. Because Bill's a literature guy. And so I would like read him quotes from the books because I was reading them when I was in college. And so I'd be like, listen to this. This is really funny. And so, yeah. All right. It's time for Word of Evils. It's funny because Adrian put this on our show notes. And I was going to also add this one to our show notes. Adrian, tell us about what happened in Florida.
All right. So a lady went into a T-Mobile store because her screen was cracked. She said that she had a warranty where they would replace it. They said she didn't. She'd have to pay for it. So she leaves and she drives her truck through the window and goes completely 100% into the store, gets out, takes one of the broken windows that she just drove through, and starts smashing things. One person was injured and taken to the hospital. Because a knocked over display hit their leg.
Like, this is nuts.
Authorities said Wright faced a slew of charges. Yeah, you think? $30,000 worth of damage to the store.
Jeez.
Okay, so.
It's a good commentary on entitlement and anger issues.
Yeah. So your iPhone screen is cracked. So that's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, I'm going to crack their screens,
and their glass.
Drive-through,
everything. Is this T-Mobile drive-through?
Yeah.
Because now it is. Yeah, so they've got a video of it.
The SUV goes completely in the store, not even just like ramming into it and sticking out.
Yeah. This video.
You see all these people like running out of the window she just broke through because they're like trying to leave.
Store. You're like, I don't want to be around this crazy lady.
What do you do if you're in a store and a car just drives through?
Car drives through, yeah.
What are you doing?
Did they know she was mad? So, this goes, because we talked about this last week, didn't we? Like, somebody did something crazy.
In McDonald's, we slapped a lady.
Yeah, and so it's that.
It's the same idea.
Yeah, of like. Okay, I went and I like thought about it. I'm like, what am I gonna do to get back to them? There's a certain cell phone carrier that I have. I'll say it, Verizon. And the Verizon store here. Every time I go into that store, I leave angry.
Yes.
Like even when I'm getting my phone done, last time I went to Best Buy and switched my phones over. Like I was still at Verizon because Verizon's the best carrier. I don't know. It was just like it's just dumb stuff. I'm like. I don't know. They're like, oh, we don't have authorization for that. I'm like, okay, well.
Get authorization. Yeah. Make it happen. Come on.
I'm like, well. I'm on the account.
Because we're all in the family plan with our dad. And so anytime you go in, they say that we're not authorized. But then my dad goes and authorizes us. But then they say he has to do that, like, every time.
Or something,
if he goes and tells them no.
So I know what it's like to leave, the store angry and, like, repeatedly. And I'm like, oh, but I might have thought of, like, throwing a display over as I leave, but never, like...
I think about it, but if you really think hard about what would get them back, that's not going to get them back. They're going to get that fixed with your money that you got sued for
Who are you trying to get back in the first place? The employee who's just doing protocol, making sure he doesn't get fired?
Or you're like, or I'm going to trash the CEO store.
Who's like, I make billions of dollars a year.
Right. Yeah.
So basically,
you can trash my store.
It's not worth it.
So, yeah. I mean.
Not worth jail time.
I know. And it was her birthday, right? Wasn't that the.
Oh, no. I didn't read that.
Yeah, I'd get mad on my birthday. It's denied my birthday. New, I can do what I want.
So, denied new iPhone on her birthday. Woman crashes in the store, cops say. So, she wanted a new cell phone. Instead, she got a cell.
Courtesy of the sheriff. With no phone.
No.
You got one phone call.
Yeah, that's funny. All right.
So
I'd be mad at that person. I'd probably slap that person.
Right,
tear things up.
Allegedly told officers she was having a bad day.
Yeah, and she made everybody else have a bad day. Great job.
Yeah.
Best Buy, though.
Somebody went to the hospital.
I wonder if Quincy's going to be like this, Chris's daughter.
My daughter?
Genius or crazy?
Yeah, because one day she started growling at something in the house, and it was an angel figurine. That my mom had, and Quincy did not like it for some reason.
Maybe she sees
that. Did it have no face?
No, but then she said, someday I'm going to tear that up. And
wow.
I thought, this is the kind of person that goes into a T-Mobile store and is like, someday I'm going to tear this place up.
Kids are a reflection of their parents.
Someday. Okay, since we're talking about this with my daughter. All right, so the other day, she's like, hey, we're going to play a prank on mom, on my wife, on Angela. So I was like, okay, what are we going to do? She's like, all right, I'm gonna go put this scary picture on her pillow. And I want you to get up and hang a flashlight on the ceiling fan so it's just shining on. I'm like, I can't spotlight.
I can't break a spotlight.
Spotlight on the ceiling fan to shine on this picture to scare my wife. So I was like, well, why don't you just lay the flashlight next to her or whatever? She's like, okay. So she like works out this big plan. Well, then she draws a picture for my pillow. And it's like, there's like this face that's like frowning and scary, and then like just scribbles all over it with like the one, it's all pencil, and then there's a little red marker, and so like she shines the light on Angela's, and then it's my turn, so I go in, she shines the light on mine, and I was like, ooh, that's creepy. And she's like, well, you weren't really scared. What would really scare you? She's like, what if your pillowcase had real blood on it?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well, I don't know if I'd be scared or just, like, ew, disturbed. She's like, oh, you'd be scared. Like, where did that blood come from? I'm like, yeah, okay, you're right.
You would probably throw out in your past.
We're going to go back. Like, in the future, we're like, oh, now it all makes sense. We saw the signs. We saw them.
I know. She's either going to be the president or in prison.
Cereal pillow.
Yeah. He's the accountant.
honey, just turn yourself in.
One day, I'm going to tear up that angel. Why did she like that?
Oh, my gosh.
Was it a willow tree angel?
No, it was the angel that
had no face.
It was the one on top of the Christmas tree that moves.
Oh, that moves. Okay, that one is a little bit
weird.
That
is creepy, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
someday she's going to tear it up.
Sunny's going to be, you know?
No, she's going to be so happy.
It's now... Wait, are we skipping...
We don't have a
culture. We don't have anything for
nothing.
We have nothing for Worldview Machine because we haven't seen anything.
Oh my goodness! So this is it. Hey guys, it's been a great episode.
No,
we have our.
We're gonna talk about a theme. We don't do this often, but there's kind of this theme out there, and some of the, I mean, it's been going on for a while because some of this stuff is a little bit older. But one of the things that we're gonna look at is like Eastern religion and like the Hindu, Buddhist. Stuff that's, I wouldn't say slowly,
like I'm ready for this.
Slowly creeping in. Well, we've got some quotes over here. You guys can always add to it. So, so we're going to ask the question, like, what's the common theme, and like, what is it, and why do we think it's a common theme right now? And so, we guys saw Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Luke, you really like that movie.
Yeah, I think Chris Pratt could have made it a little bit better.
Oh, you pratzel. So, Doctor Strange, Kung Fu Panda 3, you saw that one.
I did. Mm-hmm.
The new Star Wars,
just
Star Wars in general.
Yeah.
And then The Last Airbender. Are we talking about the movie or the cartoon?
The cartoon, the TV show.
Okay, good, because the movie, we're just going to pretend that never happened.
Someday we're going to tear it up.
So I'm going to go find all copies of that film and rip it apart.
And then bury them
in
the desert.
So, Adrian, you had a quote.
More,
I don't read that whole thing.
No, I'm not going to. More just thoughts. Okay, I've always been trying to find a time to bring up this podcast that I listen to. It's by an author, Patrick Rothfuss, who wrote Name of the Wind, one of my favorite books.
That I got then, for Christmas from Adrian.
Max, who is one of the creators of Cards Against Humanity. I know this sounds horrible. Because he has a bad rap. The show, I cannot recommend it due to just language in general. If you can handle bad language, it's not vulgar by any means. They're very intelligent people, and they have lots of awesome discussions that actually make me have a lot of material for this show, because they bring up a lot of worldview questions, because neither one of them are Christians. Max was actually raised Jewish, and then he became an atheist and a hater of all religion. And then Patrick Rothfuss is one of those that's like, anything goes. If you do what you do, as long as you're making the world a better place. So they started talking about the religion in Kung Fu Panda 3 and Doctor Strange. Yeah. And Max, who like completely hates all religion and people and kind of thinks that people are ignorant if they follow a religion, he actually said, I was really inspired by Doctor Strange before, like while he was a doctor, because it was showing like you can be successful and happy or whatever and like find your place as an atheist. And he was like, I thought finally a movie that is like for me and to find complete happiness in what I'm doing. And like,
did he not watch the preview?
I don't know.
Did he not watch the movie?
I guess he didn't know much
about the beginning.
I know, but the beginning he wasn't happy.
But then,
oh, it's true.
He says, then he goes through this whole transformation, and he said, but it's not actually an option for me to turn into a sorcerer and go into other dimensions and find this inner peace. So where does that leave me? What else have you got for me? He says it's not nourishing, and it's like eating candy, and you say, well, I'm not hungry, but I've received no nutrition.
So who was saying that?
Max was saying that, the Cards Against Humanity guy. He was saying that about Doctor Strange, like, it presented hope, and it presented an option for him, for Doctor Strange, but it still felt like nothing to him.
Well, yeah, because we're not going to go out and be able to do
it. Right. He's like, I can't do any of that stuff, so this doesn't apply to me. And then Patrick just...
That sounds like a little
bust. Patrick kind of responded with, like, there was actually better material and content and, like, wisdom in Kung Fu Panda 3. So that's kind of where I got this theme of, like, there's this Easter religion being pushed right now, like, inner peace and all that, finding the next... dimension or whatever.
It was one of the Pixar movies, I think, the short at the beginning. Which one was that? Where it was like this little kid playing with
those dinosaurs.
I Lava You?
The dinosaur movie.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, so, okay, yeah, dinosaurs. The opening short, it was a Pixar short, but it was this kid, like his dad was trying to meditate and pray to these Hindu gods, and he had like little Hindu god figurines, and then he, like, meditated, and they were, like, fighting and doing all this stuff. And so, but it was, like, him coming to grips with his version of his dad's religion or whatever. And, like, the dad kind of, it was interesting because it pushed praying and meditating and, yeah, the Eastern stuff.
I have a Hindu friend, and he explained to me something I didn't actually realize.
What's that?
Hinduism actually is monotheistic. The deities aren't actually the god. They're like not human, demigods. But they're not. Yeah, they're like demigods. They aren't the god. There's only one of those, and all the deities are like the angels, but they're named. That's what he explained to me. I'd have to double check, but that's what he said. He's like, there is actually most people don't understand it. It's like those are like the second tier, like angels would be. But he said there's only one. And they all go back to that.
So that's interesting. I heard that, but
could be lying to me,
or maybe he doesn't know.
Or maybe he doesn't know himself. But that's what he told me, and he is from India, and so I give him a little bit more credibility than me.
So okay, but so why is this a theme that like is okay? Like because Kung Fu Panda 3, there weren't like groups protesting it. There weren't things like, oh, this is another Eastern mysticism movie, you know, like, oh, it's good for a Hindu movie. Like, it's not that. Like, so how come this type of religion is more acceptable than when you put Jesus into stuff, when you put Christianity into it, and then it becomes, oh, well, it's good for a Christian movie or whatever. Which Adrian, the other Bill that listens to our... We have two listeners on the show, they're both named Bill. The other Bill, he's like, I have a beef with Adrian because she made fun of Christian movies.
I didn't make fun of them.
Oh, wait, I make fun of Christian movies all the time.
I know, though. We do. He was joking.
I know, okay. Great.
So, I mean, definitely the main difference between Christianity and kind of this inner peace, finding the force within you, all this stuff is exactly what that is. Inner. Within you, these things, it's very an inward religion. So it's all about you, what you can achieve, what you can accomplish, whereas Christianity is very outward religion. Your job is to share Jesus with people and to live a life of higher purpose and calling.
I would say some of the similarities are dying to yourself, though. Like in Christianity, you're like, I'm putting off the old self and taking on the new self, whereas like in Star Wars, where they're like, I'm getting rid of like materialism and like stuff that holds me back. Because Doctor Strange even is like, well, he had to like forget the material world kind of to get into the spiritual realm, and that's when he became. He still did it through study.
Super I didn't loud. Know that was empty.
And so, but it's this kind of idea of like, getting rid of the physical to take on the spiritual. But where I think Christianity. It's like, it's not just getting rid of the physical, but it's transforming.
It's replacing it with something else.
Yeah. Instead of like, oh, I'm becoming one with the universe.
What do you guys think of the idea that we live, James likes to say this all the time, there's a postmodern world we live in, right, James?
Yes.
So,
we're past the modern times.
Do you think Eastern religions are more postmodern friendly in the sense that they aren't as solid or they're more liquid and their relativity.
Yeah, so one of the questions is why does this theme appeal to our culture right now?
But yeah.
You can take pieces that work for you.
Your inner peace works for you.
Or, I don't know, I mean, we don't see it that way. I'm just looking at this Hindu, the basics of Hindus, nine beliefs of Hinduism. Yes, the supreme being, Luke, that's the all-pervasive supreme being.
Wow, Luke was right.
Well, I mean, my friend was right, who's Hindu.
So I'm glad he knows something.
So yesterday, like, I preached, and...
good job.
The thing that I... One of the things I talked about was, like, our story, it should be... Like, our story as followers of Jesus should be, like, the greatest story because we're telling the story of Jesus with our life. And so a girl, like, asked for... like clarity on that, and so I didn't know her belief system. So she said, "Please elaborate a person with a more compelling story than the world." So my quote was, "When the world around us is telling a more compelling story than we are, that's a problem." And so she said, "Elaborate a person with a more compelling story than the world." And I said, "As followers of Jesus, we have the greatest story because He is the main character. Our lives should be about making much of Him." And so her response was, "Oh, I see. You're saying Christianity is better than any other perspective, and it's being overshadowed by other beliefs, and that's a problem, right?" And so I was like, oh,
where
I didn't.
Where was this at?
It's on Facebook.
Just get off of Facebook.
Yeah.
So, well, I was just trying to clarify my statement, but then I didn't realize. And somebody else replied to her. And then after that, she's like, okay, I understand what you're saying. That makes more sense. Like, okay, I just did a bad
maybe
job.
Maybe you're bad at communication.
Oh, yeah, on Facebook. well, I didn't know it was somebody looking for a fight. Like, that's the thing. Like, and so.
That should have done.
Yeah, because that's what happens on Facebook. You can't tell if she's being, like, argumentative or if she's being curious. Like,
yeah, and so. So I just.
The best way to do it is invite them to a personal meeting because that's.
Yeah.
Talking face to face is the best way to communicate.
Right. I agree.
And if they say no, then you're like,
okay. Well, but the point is like with Christianity, you're saying like this is the way. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, the life.
So in the ninth law of Hinduism,
we got
Hindus believe that no religion teaches the only way to salvation above all others.
Oh.
But that all genuine paths are facets of God's light, deserving tolerance and understanding.
Universal.
That's actually similar to Zoroastrianism as well, which is slightly to the west.
Yeah. Okay. So it's this idea of like, I'm going to find my path my way, and you're going to find it your way. Like, heaven's a destination, but we all have different ways of getting there. And so that's why it's appealing, because you're not putting your beliefs on me. So when we talk about the Force, well, the Force lives within all of us,
right? I think we should talk more about
also, well, the
yeah, but
one,
it's also a balance of good and evil.
Hindus believe that the soul reincarnates, evolving through many births until all karmas have been resolved and moksha, liberation from the cycle of rebirth, is attained. Not a single soul will be deprived of this destiny. All things will be resolved.
It might just take a long time.
So, are we going to say, Luke, we need to talk about...
Well, I think we need to clarify, Buddhism is really what we're talking about the most.
Because
yes. Buddhism is the one that pushes the most inner peace out of... That yeah. is, specifically, Buddhism is like, at the end of the day, you aren't affected by the outside world at all.
And that's what Kung Fu Panda 3 really pushed. Like, it was that idea of, you can find this
the
peace...
The unseen world.
Yeah, was it chakras? Did they talk about chakra? Or what was the... It wasn't chakra. But Last Airbender talked a lot about chakra. Like, he went into
the
spirit world to...
The biggest problem about Buddhism is it's like, no, you achieve inner peace. You aren't either good or evil. You're neither. Because doing one or more of the other will create conflict. And so you're neutral. That's what Buddhism, what I understand.
So
that's the problem about Buddhism, is how am I going to be a good person for the world if I'm supposed to be just
Buddhism is if you achieve enlightenment,
yeah.
then it's going to help you do three things: lead a moral life, be mindful and aware of thoughts and actions, and develop wisdom and understanding. So again, that's pushing the everything goes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to lead the moral life that I believe is moral. You can do that too, as long as we're happy. And like,
I think Buddhism is popular in the West now is because, well, it's different. It's Eastern. It's also very akin to postmodernist ideas that you do you, I do me, and if we're both happy, that's great.
Right.
And it's relative. It's like, yeah, what's true for you isn't true for me. And,
well, yeah.
But that's like not what a lot of the Abrahamic religions teach. They don't teach that at all. Those are ethical religions.
So there's five concepts of Buddhism. You abstain from killing, stealing, adultery, lying, and then honor your parents.
That's normal Buddhist.
These are like, yeah, but if you're going to be a monk, if you want to be a good Buddhist, there's five more, like abstain from drugs and alcohol. There's a couple other ones. Monks, if you're a Buddhist monk, you have 227 of those concepts that you have to follow. Nuns have, I said 11, but there might be more. But I looked at that list, because killing, stealing, adultery, lying, and honor your parents, this is the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
That's five of them. And so you're like, so what's the difference, right? Like, if they're saying, oh, I'm going to be a good person, but the difference is they don't have Jesus. Like even being good isn't good enough. And that's what you said with the Force. There's balance. There's evil and good. Like, there's always going to be that evil that's going to be there. And so we can't get rid of it. We can't be good enough to get rid of it. We could maybe balance it, but I don't agree with that either. But it's the only way to get rid of it is through Jesus. And that's where I think the Eastern mysticism and...
Yeah, it's a cycle back. Like, you keep on cycling back through until you've attained it. Basically, you're working it over time. Like, if I didn't get it in this life, but the next one, hopefully I'm incarnated as something better, and then I can just keep cycling until I've made it myself. And
yeah.
And then we haven't even talked about Confucianism, which isn't really a religion, but more of like a bunch of proverbs. You know Confucianism?
Fortune cookies, yeah.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Wisdom.
Well, I mean, that is
wisdom,
actually,
which is a part of Buddhism.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like searching for
Confucianism is slightly separate, but it's even more obscure.
So, yeah. So, I mean, what's the conclusion then that...
Well, I mean, I think the reason...
I don't think we have a conclusion. We're just discussing why is this important in our culture right now. And I mean,
yeah.
I definitely think it's because our culture pushes that right now. And people, it's based in certain religions.
Yeah, and it's you do your thing, I'll do mine, and we'll end up in the same place, but just don't push your...
how many
right.
ways on
who
me.
Are you to say so, that my religion is.
So here's an article, Hindu and Christian Point Counterpoint. So it tries to show the parallels that these aren't really that different. Like, it'll be like, well, you believe in this one being, we believe in this one being. You we believe in these four divinities, you believe in the Trinity.
Oh.
Yeah, they believe in the universe goes through cycles. You believe the world was created but corrupted, and yet it's going through a cycle again towards perfection, what they believe. So it's just interesting how they're, like, lining these up, and you're like, yeah.
Well, yeah, because we went to this mission trip that we go on each year with our students. We used to go to this Buddhist temple, and the guy came and, like, told us about the different laws and stuff of Buddhism, and we're like, oh, that's very similar to, you know, our Ten Commandments. And so that was one of the questions we always brought up with the kids. What makes you different than a good Buddhist? Like, what makes you different? And so...
The first commandment.
Yeah. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
No, the first commandment of the Ten Commandments. No idol.
No other gods before me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on which. Catholics, I think, have a different one.
I don't know the order of them, but...
You don't know the orders of the commandments in your pastor?
Yeah, the order's not important. It's just what the commandments
are. What are you talking about? The first
the
one.
Order is important. That's not...
Do not have any gods before me, and that's why the Hebrews is, do not have any
idols. Well, actually,
idols.
It's not do not have any gods before me. That's not the
whatever.
All right. Okay. Well, so...
That's the first one.
So, yeah. So, just as you watch stuff, like, look for that worldview of, like, okay, what are they pushing? Like, why is this an important thing to people right now, and why is this like accepted? Whereas if there's movies about Jesus or whatever, they're like, they're pushing their worldview and stuff. But these things are kind of more accepted widely now, and so just look out for that in different movies and stuff. And so, we have a shorter show today because it's Martin Luther King Day, and my kids are out of school.
Day.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day, sorry.
Martin Luther King is his father.
And because we record on Monday. So are we just ready to skip to what we're looking forward to? Because I'm going to spend a lot of time on this part, actually. Adrian, you first, because you actually typed something out.
Okay, yeah, I just said the movie Silence. One of our listeners, Hannah, recommended it to me last night, and so I looked it up, and it's not released in theaters here yet. But it is in bigger cities. Anyway, it's about missionaries to Japan.
Catholic. Yes.
So
it is, but the word silence, it's because they're talking about God being silent.
Right.
And so, because they went over there and, like, things didn't go well.
Yeah.
And so,
Catholics.
Like, yeah. So,
it's very specific because the Protestants were the reasons why.
So,
the guy wasn't
anyway,
speaking?
She said
no,
that it
that
was very very hard to watch, but she would discuss it with anybody. And just the way it was filmed and choices are made, I guess, very interesting. So, I am looking forward to seeing that eventually.
Yeah. James or Luke? Oh, man, I'm in there.
Oh, what we're looking forward to.
Yeah, what's coming up?
I'm looking forward to this thing called the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah!
so I don't know if we're allowed to talk about
it. We didn't talk about it at all.
It is not so far away. It's coming out March 3rd.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
What month is this?
Here's why I'm looking forward
to it,
guys.
It's less than a month and a half away.
Less than a month and a half away.
It is a DS.
It's like 7 weeks away.
And a console.
Yeah.
So I don't have to have two of them.
No, it's not as good as
okay,
DS.
For our listeners that don't follow video games, Here's what the Nintendo Switch is. I think we talked about it maybe a little bit on here, but it's a touch screen. You hold in your hands. It can play.
It also has controllers on the sides.
With controllers on the sides, you can take the controllers off and dock the system, and it shows up on your TV. And so then you can play on your TV. It's also got two controllers that slide in and out. And so, like, Adrian, if you came over to the house, we could set it up on the table and play the Switch, because I can hand you one of the controllers and you turn it sideways and play.
Why don't
you
hook it up to the TV?
Because the kids are watching some Dora the Explorer.
Or in the trailer, we might be in a park, on a park bench.
Yeah.
At a picnic table and be like, let's play. Let's play right now.
Have park benches or picnic tables.
Let me explain.
Or parks.
To me, this could be more than just, a console that you can play. Like, you can have party games that could be implemented into it. Like,
you get a VR.
There's a game called 1-2 Switch that's coming out. What?
I just think the genius of it is, like, I'm playing Twilight Princess right now. Well, let's say I go on a 2-hour road trip. I don't want to play, like, something on my DS. I want to keep going towards Twilight Princess. So that's why I think this is genius.
Yes, and you only have 2 hours. You only have 2 hour battery life.
No, 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 have up to 6.5.
Up to 6.5.
Yes, depending. You better bring that car charger.
But the new Zelda Breath of the Wild. It says 3 hours, but dude, the new Zelda game looks insanely good. I dreamed about it. But I dreamed about it last night.
I'm excited about it because it's like the best of both worlds, the DS and the console, because I'm a PC gamer, guys.
Yes,
I don't care PC about, Master Race, I don't care about the Xbox or the PlayStation or the Dreamcast. Nintendo, though, they have their games that I like, and they're portable. And so,
Super Smash portable.
Okay, but so here's the 1-2 Switch, and this is where you talked about the, because Nintendo always does social aspect stuff. So the 1-2 Switch game, you set the TV up or the little screen up sideways,
the console,
you know, the tablet, and but then they said most of the game is played like looking at the other person. So the example, like one of the, it's a bunch of little mini games, but one of them that they showed was like two guys about to draw and shoot at each other. And so they're like ready, and
a little violent.
And so they pull out the controller and click it, and then it like times like whoever clicked it first. And so you're like, oh, this guy won. But then they had like the video was really weird because it's Japanese, and so there's like a bunch of people dressed up doing all the activities. So there's like two clowns fighting over the remote, and then there's like people shaving, like acting people like they're shaving
milking.
With it, milking. Yeah, there's just a bunch of weird. But they said most of the game is like interacting with the other person. So I look at the other person. And so I'm, like, thinking about that for our student ministry, like, oh, this would be a good game where, like, you set it up, you look at the screen, see what you're supposed to do, and then look at each other, and then it counts down, and you do the action or whatever, and whoever wins, rotate out. And so, like, you know, you rotate people out, and just this fun party game. And that's where Nintendo excels, I think. They excel at, like, these new experiences.
The multiplayer aspect that's not online is what they do. And that's why I'd buy it, because I have the online. James has all the stuff.
James got it all.
He's got it all. I've got the PC, the Master Race. That's all you need.
Yeah.
But the PC is really hard to play with people. It's like, hey, come over here. You get this side of the keyboard. I get this side of the keyboard.
Well,
this
we did have a bunny game.
Let's play. That's really awesome.
Yeah. So I play games on my phone, but like there's some nights where I'll get home and my wife is watching the Gilmore Girls, which I actually like. But I'm like, oh, then I can just pull out the system and I can be playing. While she's watching TV, we don't have to talk to each other.
Oh, and by the way, James, it's like, how is this different from the Wii U? Well, it's more, the Wii U is like proof of concept type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, and it was clunky. This is more of streamlined. And they're like, oh,
you haven't even played it yet.
It doesn't matter. We've seen it in action on
video. Well, the biggest thing is that it is the console is in the tablet thing.
Like
the Wii U, that wasn't the case. You had to plug it in.
So it's really heavy then, you're saying?
I don't know. I've never held one.
The one thing I'm not looking forward to is the, like, if I want an extra controller, it's like $70, $80, right?
Why would you need an extra controller? You can only use one on your console.
You can?
You can't put two on it.
If I'm playing a two-player game.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you'd have to have another control.
James, you have it on the side. They show four people playing at once.
Yeah, so you need...
James
more
just hates
so.
Nintendo.
What?
Wow.
You have a Wii U. Okay. I'm also looking forward
Nintendo
to the Lego...
Than all y'all.
Lego Batman movie,
when
finally.
When's that come out?
Next month.
Oh, yes.
About time. Like, it's been... They've been advertising it way too long. But I'm excited about that.
I haven't seen a single advertisement.
So, wait. Are you more excited about that or John Wick? Because those both come
Chapter
out February.
2.
Lego Batman.
Wow.
What?
Oh, man. So good.
I'm going to see John Wick.
The Batman movie was an amazing movie. Which you haven't seen
the Batman
yet.
Movie?
The Lego,
Lego movie.
Movie. And the Batman movie. They're both good.
The Lego movie is Chris Pratt, James.
Yeah. Pratzel?
It's actually really... He's really good. He's hilarious.
He's the main guy. All right.
He's not the main guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's not the main guy.
My favorite part is when they go into his mind and it's completely empty.
He's not the main guy. There's no
They're like, how is this guy a master builder?
Let's build a bunk bed.
Bunk couch.
Bunk couch. What? Your feet get in the way when you're trying to...
Watch TV.
All that survives is a stupid bunk couch. Oh, it's so good.
It's really...
I bring it on every trip so we try to watch it.
It has a pretty good worldview, too. If you remember watching it?
Yeah.
About the father? Oh.
I know, it's good.
What's his name?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
I'll trade DVDs.
He did a pretty good job.
Lord Business. it's so good. Okay. Yeah. Adrian, you're the one that told me to watch that movie. So, all right. James, you looking forward to anything?
John Wick.
Chapter 2.
John Wick, Chapter 2.
He's got a dog. He got his dog from the last one.
Yeah, he's got a new dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
After he stitched himself together, he's like, this dog is coming with me.
It's a good thing he knows stuff about that. Otherwise, he would have died.
Is that it?
That's it.
Well, thanks for listening to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 86.
The machine.
We forgot to turn it on.
We didn't send anything through. So, yeah, this week, you guys should watch a series of unfortunate events, just parts of them. Okay. So watch an episode or two.
I'll watch an episode.
Also, if any listeners have something they want us to run through the Worldview Machine.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
idea. Recommend it. We'll watch it.
Yeah, you can. I'm on Twitter at Chris Shadowin. That's ChrisShaudoin. You can send it to podcastviewfinder@gmail.com.
And I'm on Twittergram.
Do you guys want to say, are you on Twitter or anything?
I'm not on Twitter.
Okay. So, but we do have listeners. Shout out to Nicole, who said she had issues with the show before and it kind of stopped listening and started listening again and likes the new format. So, good job, hey, Adrian. Yeah. No thanks to the Helm Brothers.
Because we like the old format.
I'm going to give a 30-minute synopsis.
Yeah.
Some people like that.
Nobody liked that. Did you listen to last week's episode, Luke? Because James gave a synopsis of the passengers. Like, just give us a brief overview. Oh, camera one pans in slowly on Chris Pratt's eye. Like, come on.
Luke's soul.
No.
James has been telling me about Passengers, and every time I'm like, this is the best movie I've never seen.
All right, yeah, because like he knows every single thing about it because you described it. All right, thanks for listening to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 86. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
I'm Adrian.
And I'm Chuck.
We'll see you next time. Magic!
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. Just because we talk about a game, movie, book, show, or celebrity does not mean we endorse them or the product. So we want you to use discernment about what you take in. So look it up before you consume, and see you next time. Podcast Viewfinder.